Let's go over to Mark 4:35. Thank you, Jesus. We are welcoming our internet audience. Are they already out there? Praise the Lord. We're glad you're with us today. Thank you, Jesus. We just got back from the ministers' conference. They're going to make a minister out of us somehow. I know. Praise the Lord. Just a joke. Great people. We got to see a lot of our friends there. Praise the Lord. It was good. It was really good. The speakers never fail to impress us with the most perfect, latest word that we actually need. It's just really amazing. And I am so blessed to be a part of that, this tribe that we're in. What a blessing. Mark 4:35, are you there? Glory. On the same day, when even had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Say that with me. Let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with them. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." In other words, shh, stop it. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceeding. Now you can see they still don't have any even after that. They feared exceeding and said one to another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Interesting. How many of you know that red words rule? They are what Jesus said. Most of us have Bibles called red letter, and so we know when Jesus is speaking. And Jesus said some red words here. He said, "Let us go over to the other side. Let all of us go over." He didn't say some of y'all are going to fall off when we get in the middle. He said, "Let all of us," say all of us, "go over to the other side." So Jesus intended for everybody on the boat to go over to the other side of the lake, obviously. Now, that's a goal. Is that a goal? We're going to go over. So we're going over to the other side, all of us. Now, church, we're on a path. We're on a path, and Father God has plans for every one of us. It's a dream, and it's a dream that we're all going to go over in this plan, in this dream. God wants every person in Victory Church, family, he wants everyone to go to the other side with him, or to go into this dream, through this dream with him. The plan, the dream is victory. The dream is victory. The plan is justice. The plan is peace. The plan is joy in the Holy Ghost. This is what the plan is. The plan is success. The plan is that we win. The plan is that we learn and take responsibility for what he's planned. Yeah, say amen on that one too. Praise the Lord. We take responsibility. That's part of the plan. Amen. So the year, or the plan this year, is to receive from the open hand of God. That's what the prophet told us. We're going to receive from the open hand of God. We are to receive the unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provisions. Unusual, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. So that's not just a raise on your paycheck. That's more than that. Supernatural, super on natural, unusual. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, God said, in the midst of all the chaos that's going on in the earth, that he would open his hand and that he would give to those who refused to be shaken by the chaos. Okay? So that's what he's doing. That's exactly what he is doing. In these times, we've been focused. I've noticed in this last year, we've been focused on a lot of things that we can do, that a lot of things we can pray, a lot of things that we can go out and do, certainly for the kingdom, introduce people to Jesus, and then also stand up for what we believe. People here have gone to the school board meetings, things like that. You've looked at the different platforms of the government and checked that out. And then, as far as community-wise helping people, we're connected with several places where we've helped this year. And there's a whole list that we've done this year. Those things are all good. We're just doing the work of Jesus. Amen. The ministry of Jesus. we do. And nothing's going to change this for me. I'm settled that there's something that people need to know about us, okay? And it's these three things, okay? We are pro-life, we are pro-Israel, and we are pro-family. That's who we are. So if anyone needs to know who we are, we're a spirit-filled, word of faith church that believes the Bible. Okay? That's who we are. And so we're going to do the things that God calls us to do. And we're not going to do a bunch of programs because we see other churches doing them. We're going to pray and God will release the ideas to us and we'll do what he says to do. Amen. It's the same thing like Jess was talking about in the giving. You're not called to sow your bread. You're called to sow seed. You're not called to sow into everything. You're called to sow into whatever God tells you to sow into. Amen. That's hard for some pastors to believe that I would say that, but that's the way it is. People are like, well, you're talking about people being in partnership with ministries. Of course. Doesn't that take away from the church? Never has here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if you just do the will of God, good things are going to happen. Amen. So we have some new things going on this year, some new things coming up, and you're going to see that. But the most important thing that we can do in this time was spoken to us at the very first speaker at the conference we were at. And as soon as he said it, I was like, ding, of course. And it's this. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. We have to keep what we're called to do. All of the churches, the church down the block here, they're called to certain things. There's a church three blocks up here. They're called to certain things. Ellen over here, she's called to certain things. Pastor Jackie's called to certain things. There are people in this community. Zane, is that his name? Shane. Shane is called to do certain things. But Victory is called to do what Victory's called to do. Praise the Lord. And so it's important that we stay in our lane and we keep the main thing the main thing. And so we're going to stay on that course and the one that he set. So just a quick run through as we're heading through this message. The main thing for us is God is good. John 10:10. God's not your enemy and he's not causing the problem. The main thing is faith. The just shall live by faith. The word has final authority. That's the main thing here. Amen. You can have what you say. That's one of the main things here. Call things that are not as though they were. That's the main thing here. Those are all in the faith category. This is the main thing. Bring folks from milk to meat. That's the main thing for us. This is the main thing. Raise up leaders. We want to raise up leaders. This is the main thing. The glory and the awakening of God. That's the main thing. This is the main thing, or I'm going to say this. This is the most important thing that I'm going to say. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And so I just told you the main things around here. So this year, to accomplish those things, we're going to take our correction. We're going to get direction. We're going to have protection and perfection in the spirit, soul, body, and finances, church, and government. Amen. We're not political in the way that we try to tell you how to vote, but we do believe that we need to pray for the government, and we're not political in the way that we need to tell you whether you're going to take a jab or not or anything like that. But we are this way political. We believe in the Constitution, and we believe in the grace of God to help you make your decisions. Amen. Praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And we should pray for our government according to the book of Timothy. Amen. So this is what we're going to do. In all these things that we just talked about, we're going to go over to the other side. And it is God's plan and my plan that we all go over to the other side, that everybody gets to go. So if you can agree with me, say, give me one more amen on that.
Amen.
All right. Now, Jesus said, let's do this. We're going to go over the other side. Now, the first thing that happens is a storm. Here comes the storm. It's planned. It's a planned storm. When you start heading toward your goals, don't be surprised if Satan tries to come in and throw a kink in the plan. The good news is he's a defeated foe. You have beat him. He's, you know where it says he's like a roaring lion? You know where it says over there to resist him? He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You know why he's a roaring lion? Because he's an old lion that has no teeth. And he has to let you to know, try to let you know he's strong by roaring. He's just all mouth. Gummy mouth. Amen. But he will try. And so, when you're crossing, a storm may arise. It may have already risen. In fact, there has been one for a couple of years around here. Not around here, but in the earth. And so this happened to be wind and waves. Jesus is asleep in the boat. Everybody's freaking out. Let me tell you what the Greek said. I'll read it to you because it's long. And suddenly and unexpectedly, as if it came out of nowhere, there arose a gale of wind, and it was a ferocious tempest with winds that were terribly violent, turbulent, and overpowering. So that sounds like it was pretty serious. It's a pretty serious wind. Excuse me. Now, Jesus is headed for one of the greatest miracles. Remember the man at Gadara?
Yes,
so he's over there terrorizing the countryside, causing all this trouble. Jesus is headed there. Satan doesn't want him to take out one of his best guys. So he's going to try to stop it with this wind. Satan likes to get in a preemptive strike. Okay? You need to know your enemy, church.
Yeah.
Don't go, oh, no, no, no. No, you need to know who he is. Remember, he has no authority over you.
Right.
Don't ever be afraid of him. So he wants to have a preemptive strike, but what happens? Jesus, it's just another opportunity to show off his power. Amen. Now we're coming into this great awakening. The world has ever known the great, and there's been some preemptive strikes, I'll say. Seems like every day they're doing something and then there's this and then he does something and then there's this and then, but boy, there's such a pushback from the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. The body of Christ is awakening.
Yes.
Some are a little slower than others. Some get a little bit sleepier. Amen. But they're waking up. Praise the Lord. But this is just another opportunity for Jesus to show his power. Amen. This just gives Jesus another opportunity every day to show off his power. I can tell you that all the people that I sat with at lunch, all the people that I talked to, it was about, 2,000 people maybe, 1,500, I don't know, something like that, that were with us, every one of them had a good report.
Yeah.
Every one of them prospered.
Yep.
Every one of them had success in their ministries. Every one of them went forward. Some of them had wonderful, extreme victories. Miss Billy's had some really extreme victories. They're having, every week they have this miracle flow going on in prayer. And then, of course, as partners, we've been believing with her for her property over in Migdal, Israel. And things are cooking. And there's a breakthrough. And we sat, we had lunch with her daughter. So we, she told us about it, although we already knew. But it's good to hear it from the horse's mouth there. Praise the Lord. So there were victories everywhere. There are victories. Everybody's having victories. They're not letting anything stop them. They're just victories. Our sweet Pastor D, her husband Mark, tragically killed, but went straight into an abundant entrance. Yes. She was there with her son, and she is in victory.
Yes, she is.
I mean, she's just in victory. It just thrilled me. She just walked up to me, hi. And she's just a sweet girl anyway. She's been a blessing in our life for many years. And she's just having victories. She's like, she's not all into herself. She has a flock of sheep and she's going to take care of them. And she's determined to do it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Her son's there to help her. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to have victories. It is my prayer that you will all have victories. Victories preach the gospel.
Oh, that's good.
Victories preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. When David killed Goliath, did it preach a victory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. When Jesus came out of that tomb, did it preach a victory?
Yeah.
It's preaching the gospel. Amen. Amen. And we could go on and on and on. But you see what I'm headed for. Praise the Lord. Jesus is just going to have many opportunities to show off his power in the next year in this nation. And you're going to see some great victories.
Yes.
Now, what did Jesus do? Well, he rose up and he took authority. And he demonstrated who he was. My advice to you, if a preemptive strike comes along, rise up, take your authority, and let the enemy know who you are.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, I would tell you to just get ahead of him every day. I declare, there will be no tragedy, accident, sickness, disease, perversion, invasion, inflammation, insurrection, trouble, sorrow, disaster of any kind.
Amen.
I declare it from my high seat of authority. I'm the body of Christ and I'm far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. Now back to the boat. The storm rose, the disciples who were, by the way, professional fishermen, interesting note, they're terrified, they're not very happy that Jesus is sleeping, so they mistook rest for irresponsible. What's he doing? He's asleep. I can't believe he's asleep. Yeah, he's resting. They think he's being irresponsible. You might want to think about that before you judge someone. Amen. But see, Jesus is resting in the word that he told them in the beginning. He said, we're all going over to the other side. It's settled with him. So it doesn't matter what kind of strike comes along. We're all going over to the other side and we need to rest in that. Amen. Going to the other side. Amen. Jesus released this peace that was already in him. Jesus spoke from the inside to the outside. He wasn't living in a world where the chaos was. He was living in a world of peace. And he spoke what came out. It's important to speak from the inside, well, particularly if you have peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So that's what we're working on. Amen. Today, there's so many that just add more to the chaos when a situation comes up. You know, they fight the storm with their flesh instead of the power and the peace that God has given them. They don't settle down. They don't know what we're going to do, what we're going to do. Y'all pray for me, 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 y'all pray for me. Well, some of that we stop today by breaking cycles.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. You break those cycles. Come on. I just feel like I need to say that to somebody. Come on. You can do this. We can develop a peace. We can have peace on the inside. And we can speak from that place. See, when you're conscious of only your circumstance, you get swallowed up by the circumstances that are surrounding you, getting into your home, getting into your life. You get real obsessed with all of it. Obsessed. Mm-hmm. It starts drowning you. And then, you don't see the thing that is way more important than the presence of the enemy. That's the power of God on the inside of you. That's the Jesus on the inside of you. You forget about that and start focusing on the other. You get out the, internet and try to find out what you're dying of or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone. Praise the Lord. Can't be more conscious of the circumstance. You've got to be conscious of the victor, the one that's living in you. You got to be conscious of your victory. You got to be conscious of you. Praise the Lord. Well, I need to know what's going on. You need to know you're healed. You need to know what the Word said. The word said that healing's not a promise. Healing is a fact. Jesus has already paid for your healing. Jesus has already totally paid for it. It's paid for. He could give you some direction on how to move down that. He will. He'll give you wisdom. But you're already healed.
Yes.
So his promise and his presence were enough for any of those guys on the boat to have enough faith to stand up and use their authority. They didn't even need to wake him up. They could have just said, he's here, we've got this. Well, church, he's here, we've got this. He's here, we've got this. The power and the presence of God are residing on the inside of you. We've got this. Maybe lately you've tried to stop a storm and it just, you know, maybe you had power failure. It's time to train. It's time to train. It's time to do some self-testing. It's time for you to have a look at, ask yourself some questions. What's in your mouth? Is it, well, I know God's going to heal me, or is it, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus? Because if he's going to heal you, then you haven't received it yet. And if you don't receive it, you're not going to start seeing healing flow through you. Like, we've all been guilty of this. You can look straight ahead. It's fine. We've all done this. Well, I know I'm going to get to the back. I mean, you know, we all try to comfort each other when something comes up. And did you try this? Did you try that? But we better be sure and be saying this. I am healed. And if you're going to say that with any faith, you're going to have it in your heart. And not just in your head, which means you're going to have to eat healing scriptures.
Yes.
Amen. And you're going to have to eat them until you know you're healed. I want to ask you all to consider some things with me. I'd like for you to come on a journey with me this year to receive the open hand of God. Yes. To receive correction. Can you receive correction from the Word?
Yes.
To receive the protection and the direction. See, you can't really get direction until you get corrected. You have to know that you were on the wrong road before you can dial in where you're supposed to go. Oh, I didn't make the turn. Amen. And so to get the direction, so you go, oh, well, you have to know. And then you get direction. Now you could, as you're going, you could get more direction, more direction, more direction. But if there's any correction needed, which I would probably say 100% of us need direction, a correction somewhere. I know I do. And so I'm willing to take that this year. I want to get to where God wants me to be in every area. So I'm asking you to come with me. And to do that, if you want to do that, of course. Now, this is the way I ride, okay? I am the pastor of this church, but I may not be a pastor to all of you. I'm some of you, I'm your friend. Some of you call me my name. Some of you call me pastor, so I'm assuming I'm headed that way with you. Some of you would not want my advice on anything, and I will never give it to you. But those that do, I will.
Yes.
Most of you don't want mentoring that I know of. There's a team of you that do, and I will. But there's no sense in going out, me putting an effort toward someone, and you know this in your own life, that doesn't want anything from you. But I am offering to you this year that you can go with me and enjoy receiving from the open hand of God.
Amen.
Okay? So I just thought I would tell you that in case you wonder how we work around here. We're never going to butt into your business. You get that?
Yeah.
Unless you're hurting my sheep. Amen. Okay, now, these are the things I'd like to get you to consider as we're rolling down to close here today. I believe that we could all use a superior immune system.
Yes.
We need to walk in health.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we could all use some wealth transfer. I believe that we could all use to walk in more power and authority. All of these I mentioned help people. If you're strong and healthy, you can make it to the where you need to do. If you have some finances, you can help get darkness out of people's lives. Amen. And if you have some anointing, you can remove burdens and destroy yokes. And so these are the things that we need. So they're not selfish desires. Well, I don't know that I need money. Well, you're being selfish. It's not about I need. It's about what God needs you to do.
Right.
I just wonder how Christians can't see that. But I guess they're locked into that self flow. It's all about them. So, You can't destroy the works of darkness if you're broken, sick, and a spiritual wimp. So I'm just going to ask you to please consider listening to the Holy Spirit and upgrading your health life. Whatever is personally right for you. We're not going to have any big talks on it, but I'm asking you to pray about it. For you to do healthy things, ask the Lord to help you. You know, what verses to be confessing, what you should do with your body, what food, what vitamins, all that stuff's in your court with God, but just to be healthier. Most of all, to get whatever it is in your soul that causes your immunity not to be functioning right. Do you hear me? It's the main cause. It is. It is. Used to teach that a long time ago. I used to teach how the soulish area would always, that your spirit's perfect, but it affects your body. When you worry, when you're stressed out, when you don't sleep good, when you're in a bunch of chaos, your body's not going to function like you need it to. So you have to find those places to be in the rest and find those ways, and God will lead you. And now I'm talking about spiritually, not just superficially getting a bunch of vitamins and, you know, working out and all that. That's all good too, but I'm talking about following a plan that God wants you to follow. Amen. I just don't want to have to hear anymore. Well, I'm too weak to come to church. I'm too tired to come to church. I can't come at nighttime because I don't feel good. That needs to change. You can't let the devil control you like that. He's not the boss of us. Listen, if you're just exhausted by church time, come in here. There's a few other people that sleep through the preaching. Praise the Lord. I don't care. See them nodding off. I don't have my super soaker anymore, so. Praise the Lord. We need each other. We need each other. Praise the Lord. So that's one thing I want to ask you to consider. And I want you to remember that He can add His supernatural to whatever He tells you to do. Okay? He can. And please remember that confession thing that I'm talking about. I am the body of Christ. Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. My blood pressure is whatever it's supposed to be. What is it? 120 over 80. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. All those things, if you'll just talk to your body, it'll obey you. Thank you, Jesus. And then I'd like for you to consider coming to church most of the time. All the time if you can, most of the time. I know we go on vacations, people have to work, people do different things. But I want to ask you to do something. This is maybe a little odd, but this is just a pastoring day. Keep a record for a little while. Because I know some people just get it in their heads, oh, I'm there all the time. Now, obviously, I'm speaking to those of you who are here most of the time. But it would be good. Maybe some of you are listening online, and you just think, well, I'm there. I'm there. Check it out. Just check it out and see what you're really doing. Because it seems to me like that those who are here most of the time are making more progress. Sure does seem like that. Imagine that. Praise the Lord. Serve in the church. That'll make you have to come. You have some responsibility. And then I would like to ask you to consider training yourself to live from your spirit. Make the word final authority. What does the word say? Well, no, 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 no. Well, what does the word say? Well, blah, 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 blah. Well, what does the word say? Well, I just don't know. Well, what does the word say? Make the word final authority. And then I'd like to like for you to consider getting your heart ready to receive a wealth transfer. Amen. This is probably not the popular one, but it is. Receive a wealth transfer. Get ready for a harvest. A harvest of health, a harvest of finances, spiritual gifts, wisdom flowing. You know, the best gardeners are the ones that make their garden ready. They get everything ready. John's been doing that in our garden. He's got all the peach trees, the middle cut out of them so they'll get sun. And he's cut down the asparagus and got all the seeds back in the ground. And he's got all the things in the greenhouse all fixed up. And so he's got all the garden beds ready so that when we get to the springtime, we can just go out there and plant. He's getting it ready. Let's do that for ourselves. Let's get our ground ready and Let's do the things that it takes to actually do that, you know, remove the rocks, weed out the garden, water the seed, get some fertilizer. And once you plant the seeds, you got to keep all those little critters out because they cometh immediately to steal the word. Yeah. Keep searching the scripture to get heart belief. Search the scripture. Get some heart belief. Dig out tradition and put truth in. Amen. And listen, there's no need to listen to preachers who just preach their experiences. I'm not talking about their good stories. We want to hear those. But I'm talking about listen to preachers who preach the word. They just don't tell you, well, back in 1995, this worked. I love what Mark Barkley said. Help me if I don't get this right. But he said they invited him to a church growth seminar, right? And he says, well, me? Why would you want me to come? Why would you want me to come to a church growth seminar? Now, he's a pastor of lots of pastors, lots of churches, big. And he said, why do I? They said, no, we want you to come. He says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll come if, and I'll ask one question. And you can't answer it, I'm leaving, right? And so he gets up there and he says, here's the question. Can you show me where in the Bible, tell me what he said.
Oh, he said, can you tell me what the word says about church growth?
Yeah. Where in the Bible it talks about having church growth conferences, or where in the Bible it says that we are to grow the church. Mm-hmm. We are to grow the church. Where does it say in the Bible that we're supposed to grow the church? The preachers.
Right.
Sheep begat sheep.
Hallelujah. That's right.
See? Say again.
So he blew him a kiss and walked off the stage.
He did that. He blew him a kiss and walked off the stage. And you can imagine over the last 30 years, we've been invited to a lot of church growth things. And we went to some of them. But I'm all about Holy Spirit and the Word.
Yeah.
And I'd rather have 100 people growing in the meat, growing, eating meat, mm-hmm. than 10,000 Pampers.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Develop a vetting system for yourself. Build a truth wall. A truth wall for what you're going to allow yourself to listen to or think about. Or think about. Build a wall. What you will allow to come in. What's going to come in? What you watch and listen to creates desire paths. Do they? They're called algorithms. They are. The internet uses them to encourage you to buy something. Yeah. You say, well, I need a mousetrap, and your phone heard you. And then all of a sudden, mousetrap ads start showing up. Mm-hmm. Is that true? Oh, I need to buy a new purse. All of a sudden, here comes all those purse ads showing up over there. Amen. Well, same thing happens inside you. See, y'all know what a ball bearing is? Big old steel ball bearing. A thought is like a big hot ball bearing dropped in a piece of cheese. Boom! It goes right through, especially Velveeta, it goes right through. And it makes a pathway for that thought. And if you keep thinking those same thoughts, you're gonna get on a 6-lane highway to a destructive prison. You'd be locked in there thinking the wrong things. So you've got to build yourself a truth wall. No, that's not right. Up, turn it. I'm not listening to that.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Say no. Talk back to the news if you watch any of it, which I wouldn't watch too much of it. Build yourself a truth wall. Well, they said everybody's catching the Omicron. Well, talk back to it.
Right.
Not me. I'm not.
That's right.
Amen. Well, and if you did, then talk to it and make it leave, as some of our people have done. Amen. But that, you know, that's it's automated reasoning. We're going to entice you. Well, that's what the enemy does. The enemy has one way in, and that's to send thoughts to you. And the word devil in Greek is diabolo. Hit till I penetrate. They hate you. You're nobody. You've been abused. Until you take it, and then you've been deceived. Who are you? You are the body of Christ. Christ is in you.
Yeah.
You have power in you. You're a son of the living God.
Amen.
Sitting here full of wall-to-wall God in power, in strength.
Yes.
So you can't sit around eating worms in the corner. Get a vetting system going. Praise the Lord. Don't let anything forge a pathway in your thinking that doesn't need to be there. Have we all done it? Yeah. But this year, we're going to keep the wall up.
Yeah.
We're going to say no.
Yeah.
I would just like to advise you to watch out what you pass on to people. You know, and I heard somebody preaching this recently. Do you really know that that's true? I mean, do you really? Really? Am I right? Do you really know that that's true? Well, it's by someone I trust. If you're going to say anything, you better say, I heard someone say, I don't know if it's true, but I heard this. If you just start giving out things that aren't facts, you're hurting people. It's the truth. Never, ever pass on hearsay. And never believe any of it about people. Well, I heard that Josh, Where'd you get that? Well, I heard it from someone, a reliable source. A reliable source. Well, I have a reliable source. Here he is, sitting right here. You can ask him. Right? Yeah, that's good. They're preaching to me right now saying, mind your own business. I think that's a good word for this year. Thank you, Lauren. And thank you, Catherine. Those are good. So, neural pathways, let me mention that to you. These are roads in your brain. And the thoughts travel on them. Okay? That's what's doing that. And what happens is when you have yucky thoughts, actually what happens is then you have the peptides that actually will carry these acidic, yucky things. Your cells open and close all the time. And it'll actually carry them into your cells. Yeah, thoughts. Yeah. And it'll start developing something in your body. So you see, your immune system is not just based on whether we're taking our C and D. Come on. It's going to be based on you having some kind of vetting wall here, some kind of plan here, so that you don't say, well, you know, your symptoms look like, well, what's wrong with me? I just don't know what's wrong with me. Looks like that. No. Whatever it is, Jesus took stripes. Yes. This is just good, isn't it? We just need to hear this. Praise the Lord. The more you entertain something like that, the broader the road will get. Okay, we'll finish up here. Renew your mind. Take captive every negative thought. Well, I can't do that. Yes, you can. You'll be surprised how you can train up and do it. Consider truths. Consider the promise. Consider the truth and the promise instead. Well, they said I might have such a... Well, I consider what Jesus said. Consider Jesus himself. He's the high priest of your confession. Now, here's the last thing. We'll just say this. I want you to consider this. Jesus wants to bless you and multiply you to the point of overflow this year. He wants you to be, so you can be a blessing. Just consider that with a ready mind right now, church. Just consider. Say this, Jesus wants to bless me. Did that make you uncomfortable? Let's try it again. Jesus wants to bless me. Let's try it again. Jesus wants to bless me. Now, if you're going with me, I want you, whoever's going, say it. Jesus wants to bless me. Now, that's not hard, is it? See, you try to feel all guilty and be uncomfortable and be religious about that. Uh-uh. Well, you know, we just need to let the Lord do what he wants to do. I just told you, he wants to bless you. Where'd you get that? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Everything hang on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might what? Come on you. The blessing is the empowerment to prosper. That's right, in every area. Believe that that's true. Boy, I got y'all to preaching now. Everybody in here is going, blah, 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 blah. If your body's in a storm, just consider this. Peace. Be still. Amen. Now, Jesus, you've got me here. Amen. Let me get into some more word here. You've got me. I know you. And just start going. Start going. Start finding some scripture on it. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yeah. And all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, for getting out the benefits. It goes down the line. He heals all my diseases. Yep. And they're not mine.
That's right.
Aren't you glad you know the word?
Yeah.
Heal body. Come finances. Yeah. Enter the rest. Mm-hmm. Jesus is in the boat.
Yeah.
We're going to the other side. We're gonna fulfill God's will.
Amen.
We're gonna get healthy, wealthy with wisdom, power, and authority.
Amen.
Amen. And learn how to be responsible for your finances.
Yes.
Some people have been so broke all their lives, as soon as they get some money, they're just spending it. That my mama used to say, she'd say, y'all just get some money and you think it's gonna burn a hole in your pocket. That's what mama would say. She just thought, we got to spend it as soon as you get it. Well, you don't. You just need to ask Jesus, okay, what's this for? Okay, this is my bill money. This is my giving money. This is my tithing money. This is, what's this for? Oh, savings account. Good. Oh, what? Okay, whatever. Oh, investment. Oh, whatever it is. Learn to listen to the Lord about that. Well, see, Pastor, I don't make enough money to even pay my bills. Well, that is a problem. If you run out of money before you run out of month, you've got a situation. So you're going to have to start throwing stuff overboard. So to speak, you're going to have to back up and find out what you're going to have to stop spending something and get your bills paid. Okay, you have to do that. It's the first thing you have to do. You have to learn to do that. But at the same time, you start learning how to prosper. And God will bring you up quickly. He'll bring you up quickly. You'll get what you need. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's a way to do it. There's a way to come out of it. Praise the Lord. We're going to see lives change. We're going to see miracles. We're going to see blessing flowing like a river through here, through this place. So right now, I declare, from this moment forward, you are going to start enjoying the open hand of God.
Yes.
Keep the critters out.
Yes.
And start enjoying the open hand of God today. Feel the peace.
Yes.
Know that you're wanted.
Yes.
If you're here and you think, well, I just know people are talking about me, you need to shut that up. It's not happening. It's not happening. And listen, if they do talk about you, what do you care?
Come on.
If you even walked in these doors, they're going to talk about you. So, those people over there, those holy rollers over there, those people, those prosperity people. Yeah, it's interesting. They fuss about us, but they sure do call us. Can y'all help us? Can you pray? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all receive this today? Hey, we hope you received the message today.